Discover.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. We are here at SEMA 2010. My name is Bob Long, alongside the one, the only, one of my good friends, Bill Goldberg. Hey there, Goldberg. How you doing?
How you doing, Bobby?
I'm doing fine. I'm the dad, number one. How do you like that?
You know what? Congratulations, dude. You know, many people have known my career from top to bottom. I've done a lot of things. But I can honestly tell you the coolest part of my life has been when my son was born.
Yeah.
And you are about to embark on a journey. First and foremost, I hope you get some sleep now before it's your shift. But it's the coolest thing ever, really. So I'm very happy for you.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you. So what do you think, SEMA 2010?
You know, it's like every time I come to SEMA, I wake up in my hotel room and I think, what year is it? Because, you know, it's like all the same, but it's just different, a couple different things. But, you know, this year I've seen some really cool stuff here.
Yeah.
And you know, I've hosted Bull Run and a number of TV shows centering on cars, but to be able to host the Optima Ultimate Street Car Challenge, I am stoked. I really am. It's going to be
That's
a lot of
correct.
Fun. I was actually going to drive in it this year.
Yeah.
But I guess I get to be the host and do the second best thing. So.
That's right. You're lots of fun. And you've got a very special vehicle on display here.
Yeah, the Lawman's here. The one and only Lawman, Boss 429 Super Boss. You know, one of two built back in the early 70s as part of the Ford Performance driving team. Went over to Vietnam and for 4 years boosted the morale of the troops, and it's the only one left. And you know, I've showed it limitedly, and it's been a part of the Ford Operation Drive 1 tour this year, 10 stops along the way. And you know, it's got 822 miles on it now. And what we try to do is we try to go to each base, and I try to get the CO to jump in with me and just take a trip around. That, and we take it to the VA hospitals and have fun with it. And
cool.
You know, Ford asked for it to be here, and it's here. And
that's cool.
Next year, hopefully at Oceana, I'm going to be racing the jet truck.
Oh, cool.
So it'll be pretty sweet. I'm actually contemplating pulling the motor, putting it on a stand, and putting something in there that's not a one-of-one 429 stated block. You know, it's the only one left. So
you are a true car guy. I mean, there are a lot of let's call them posers in this world, the celebrity world, but I know you, and I've known you for quite a long time, and you're a guy that after the lights are out in your house, you're out in the garage, you know, wrenching.
I'm a guy who saw the book Ultimate Garages and wanted the cover so bad that he built a 6,500-square-foot monstrosity to get that cover, and I'll be darned if I didn't get it. But, you know, like you say, Bob, I mean, I live and breathe these cars. I mean, I got 22 now at home, and when the wife and the boy goes to sleep, I go up and wrench. And you know, I got a 68 GTX convertible right now that's it's about 20% from being done, and hopefully we get to drive up the coast in that car this year. And but for me, it's a labor of love. It really is. With my football and my wrestling and the TV stuff and the movie stuff, the end of the day, my passion is really automobiles.
It all comes back to that.
And it's so much fun to be able to derive a little bit of an income, you know.
Yeah.
You know, and doing something that you really enjoy.
Yeah.
So it's truly an honor. And coming to SEMA, for me, part of it is getting to see you, getting to sit down and get on the radio with you and rekindle that relationship. And you know, like you say, it's about car guys.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Car girls.
That's right.
You know? But a lot has been made over the years about SEMA cars and them not being worthy, roadworthy, and that's why I'm so excited about being part of this this Optima Challenge.
Yeah, tell us a little bit more about how it's going down.
You know, they basically invite 40 to 60 cars off the SEMA floor.
Yeah.
And go out on Saturday and pound the pavement.
I mean, wow.
It's you know. This is not your mom's car show by any stretch of imagination. We're going to see you know, $250,000 cars out there just grenading transmissions right and left. I mean, I'm looking forward to it because it dispels that belief that a SEMA car is only a trailer queen.
Right.
These guys get out and rock and roll, and they really, you know, it's put up or shut up. I mean, I hate to pull the cliches out, but it's really a cool time. It's one of the most awesome times. I'll harken back to my most awesome time in a car that just happened about a month ago, and I haven't spoken to you about it.
Really? Tell me.
I was the Grand Marshal of the Coronado Speed Festival.
Oh, no kidding.
And I got the opportunity for the first time to take my 70 Z28 Trans Am car out on the track. And this is, I'll admit this to you here, but when the car was delivered at my house from Barrett Jackson, remember I bought the car
from
Gary Bennett.
Yeah.
And Ron Kirby had been racing it since the 70s. I bought the car, and 18-wheeler can't make it up to the house, so they had to dump it down on the road. I couldn't get the damn thing up to the house. My wife was the only one that could drive it up to the house. A la stunt woman, race car driver,
exactly.
All that kind of stuff. So I got the opportunity to be Grand Marshal. They gave me the opportunity to go out and do, you know, a couple laps, 1.7-mile road course, 70 Z28 Trans Am car that actually the president of the SECA took the car. He was part owner of the car with Gary Bennett, and they took it over to Goodwood.
Yeah.
So I said, there's no way I can pass this up. So between you and I and every single person who's listening, I've never driven that car before. So I got in the car the day before, and I took it out of my garage, and I drove it about 50 to 60 times from my garage to my house, my garage to my house, my garage to my house. And I figured, you know what? If I can get a race car, if I can handle the clutch going up and down this hill, I can take on any course. And I got to say, I went out, and it was a breeze.
That's
great.
It was
absolutely nothing. It was an unbelievable experience. And the moral behind the story is, no matter the value of the car, if you got it sitting in your garage, it deserves to be out on a track. It deserves to be out on the street. It deserves to be on a road. At the end of the day, they're just automobiles.
Yeah, have fun with it.
Have fun.
Yeah, that's the bottom line. Tell us about Bull Run. What's the latest?
We don't know anything about Bull Run right now. It's kind of up in the air whether Speed wants it back or not.
Yeah.
My focus has really been on Garage Mahal.
Yeah.
On the DIY network. I mean,
which is going great.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. I mean, we did two seasons back-to-back.
Yeah.
You know, this last time we did... oh, God, we did Joe Rogan's garage. Who else really stuck out? We did some themed garages that were really outside of the box.
Uh-huh.
Some stuff that I never even imagined people would do to their garages. But, I mean, it's a lot of fun for me. I mean, it harkens back to the car passion.
Exactly.
When we did Leno's garage, I mean,
That was fun.
That was awesome for me.
Because his garage is a mess, right?
His garage, he's a hoarder. He's a true hoarder. There's no doubt that Jay Leno is a hoarder. He should be on the Discovery Channel. Celebrity hoarder.
It's a New England thing, you know.
It's like
you never know when you're going to need this rubber band.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you went into his garage and you're cleaning stuff out, and you see the, you know, a program from his first stand-up gig, and he's like, oh, yeah, just throw that away. It's like, Jay, man, if people saw this stuff, you could do a charity auction for guys. It was cool because we finished his garage and we put a big turntable in the middle of his six car, and my Charger was the first one.
Oh, very cool.
So, I mean, you know, for a car guy like me and yourself, it was a dream come true. And to think, at the end of the day, they actually pay us to do this thing.
Terrific.
That's the one and only Goldberg here on Auto World. We're going to step aside in a few moments for a couple of important messages, but when we come back on the other side, we'll play the other half of the interview that I recorded with Bill Goldberg at the recently held SEMA show out in Las Vegas, Nevada. If you'd like to read more about the SEMA show, you can log on to the official website, www.SEMA.com. It stands for Specialty Equipment Market Association or Marketing Association, and it's about 100,000 people, industry only, that gather in Las Vegas once a year in November. And this year, actually, for the first time, they opened it up, if you heard last week's broadcast, to some regular folks. They kind of held a contest, and next year they're going to be hosting a number of regular folks who voted on an online Pick the Best Car of SEMA award. And looking forward to maybe getting them on the radio next year to get their impressions. But straight ahead, more Goldberg. I'm Bob Line.
Stay late one night in a text, K.E. pulled up on the right. Performance is a leader in high-performance suspension systems, from new Camaros and Challengers to classic muscle European sports cars and imports. Hotchkiss Performance manufactures horsepower for your suspension. For more information, action-packed videos, and more, go to Hotchkiss.net.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, AutoGeek.com is the web's hot stop for all things car, truck, and motorcycle. Go there now.
Hi, this is Bob Long, semi-world-famous automotive radio guy. When I pull the Auto World radio show over for a commercial break, I head straight to my computer so I can check out what's happening in the automotive world on AutoGeek.com. You'll find the latest products, an events calendar featuring cruise-ins, swap meets, and shows, individual members' ride photos, news, huge automotive search engine, do-it-yourself tips, club listings, and more. It's all at AutoGeek.com.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crisis. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Take a minute and hear what I'm about to tell you. You might have heard about Life Change Tea on a radio commercial or a TV commercial. And you did what many people do. You tuned out. I understand. Now the facts. When health fails, you will do just about anything for better health. So why wait? Read our testimonies of better health by drinking Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. And how much does missing work cost you when you're sick? Get ahead of the sick curve. Get the tea. Here's how to order. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call one of our friendly operators, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Our tea tastes great, and we'll help you with your health, and you can even lose weight. So again, try us out at GetTheTea.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us here on Auto World as we bring you extensive coverage of the recently concluded SEMA show in Las Vegas, Nevada. It happened just a couple of weeks back or so, and I recorded just a ton of interviews with lots of cool people. And still to come, a little later on in this hour, we'll hear from a journalist, Larry Edsel. He's got a very cool website called iZoom.com. Also covers the collector car marketplace. And also, Mike Yeager. I love this guy's title. He calls himself the chief cheerleader of Mid-American Motor Works, the Corvette accessories man himself. But right now we're going to go back to an interview I did with Bill Goldberg. You know him as a professional wrestler. He was a pro football player as well. He's the host of many different TV shows. But we left off talking about Garage Mahal and his tweaking of Jay Leno's garage. Let's hear about some other garages he worked on.
How about working on the Car and Driver garage? What was that like?
That was awesome. I mean, you know, to go to the... We're speaking honestly here.
Exactly.
We go to the Car and Driver garage, and these guys talk about hoarders.
Yeah.
I mean, what a magazine. And this is where they test drive, you know, and inspect these cars out. I could not believe it. The lift they had was horrible.
Exactly.
The flooring was horrible. I mean, they had tires in there back from the 60s, for God's sake.
Yeah.
And, you know, after 5 days, we were able to go in and totally transform their space. And I can tell you 100% they were ecstatic.
Definitely.
I was very proud of it, too. And you know, through that build, I teamed up with Benpack, the lift company.
Yeah.
And they came in and did all my
garage.
But, but they really did a number at that garage. I mean, it's amazing to see the before shots.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're even going to put those in the magazine.
Yeah.
But the after shot, you know, it was awesome.
It's been a great project,
It was a pleasure to be there, and it was a pleasure to be able to go in the back and look at all the articles that they did on the Lawman back in the day.
Exactly.
It was really cool to see the, you know, their log of material.
Yeah, definitely. What was the weirdest garage that you've done so far? What do you think?
Oh, my God. Weirdest transformation we've done?
Yeah,
yeah. I think it was a toss-up between the nightclub and the British pub. I mean, for me, a car guy, the last thing you're going to want to do to your garage is turn it into something else. And the last thing you're going to want to do is turn it into... I mean, I don't know, an English pub or a game room. I mean, it's more suited to man caves than it is Garage Mahal. But, you know, if it were up to me, every garage would just be tricked out and they'd be pulling their cars right back in them.
Exactly.
But unfortunately, that's not. But, you know, hopefully this next season we're going to do some really cool.
Yeah.
Cool stuff. Do some more celebrity stuff and get Billy Gibbons on there if he can get a schedule. Proper.
Billy's all over the place.
He's all over the place.
He emails me quite often, and he's a very difficult guy to nail down.
That's an understatement. And speaking of difficult to nail down, we did Corolla's garage too.
Oh wow,
and that was interesting.
Definitely.
Adam and I go back a little way.
He is transformed. I mean, we shouldn't be saying some of this stuff over on the air, but Adam Carolla today is not the Adam Carolla 5 years ago.
Thank God.
Absolutely. Hallelujah.
Thank God. No doubt. I think you and I ought to do a show together.
I think that would be a good idea.
You know, but Adam was great. He's a car guy, man. He's a comedian. He's all fun and games. And at the end of the day, it was a killer transformation.
That's good.
I mean, really.
You got any movies cooking?
I got a couple movies on tap. I don't know if I'm going to be doing them right now. I kind of wanted to stay at home with the family.
I don't blame you.
You're gonna
have the same thing.
More and more.
That tug, I happened to look at The Longest Yard recently. That must have been so much fun, just working with Sandler and
those. It was fun, as long as you're not hearkening back to my shower scene.
Oh yeah,
that was great. You know, it was awesome for me.
Yeah.
You know, I have two big passions that occupy my life.
Right.
Other than the family,
of course.
Football and cars.
Yeah.
For me to be able to be in a movie with Burt Reynolds, Adam Sandler, Chris Rock, and all the other guys. But on top of that, be able to put the pads and the helmet back on and hit people.
Yeah.
I was the only person there that didn't have a double that actually did the hitting. My double just did the running. I did the hitting. And, for me, it was a dream.
Brought you back.
It was so awesome. And that was one of my favorite movies as a kid. So
sure, absolutely.
It was an honor. I've been very lucky and blessed with a lot of things in my life. And, you know, right now I'm just trying to have fun.
A lot of people forget you were an All-American football player. You're a professional football player, and you know you've done so many other things. I mean, that was a huge focus of your life. And how about
it was my life?
You know, how about your nephew? I mean, he's playing.
Oh yeah, nephew's playing for Colorado, and that was an interesting time for me. 3 weeks ago, I do the ninth event on the military tour at Augusta, Georgia. I fly from Augusta via private plane to Boulder, get off the plane. I am limoed from the airport to the sidelines. I stand on the sidelines on the opposite side of my alma mater.
Yeah, that could have been easy.
But it's on my nephew's sidelines.
I know.
So, I mean, it was bittersweet for me, but, you know, all I ever wanted to do was play football as a kid. You know, my nephew, I'm very proud of him. He walked on to Colorado, and he's kicking some butt now. Made a couple tackles last week.
That's great.
And, you know, for me, it's
the family tradition.
I'm living vicariously through him until my four-year-old puts the pads on and knocks the first guy out.
That's great. When you first made your first big check, what was the car that you went out and bought?
When I first made my 69 Hemi Charger. But I got a better story for you.
Okay.
You talk about Jack and the cars. Yeah. Working in Japan. The market's a little different over there.
Yeah.
So it was a pinnacle of my career to go wrestle in Japan. So I wrestled. Let's do a little math here. I wrestled 3 matches in a week period of time. And with that money, and at that time, at 4 o'clock in the morning on a Saturday, I think it was Saturday in Japan, I get a phone call from Bob Johnson. You know who Bob Johnson is?
I do.
Bob Johnson says, "Hey, Goldberg, check this car out." I said, "Bob, I'm in Japan. I'm sleeping. It's 4 o'clock in the morning." He goes, "Man, they just pulled this car up on stage, and they started it and blew all the plants off the stage." I said, "What's the name of the car?" He says, "It's the Lawman." I said, "I don't care what it costs, dude. Buy me that car." So for what I did in Japan, I bought the Lawman. I bought the 70.5 Z28 Trans Am. And I bought my 68 Yanko Camaro.
Oh, my God.
One fell swoop. Bought 3 of them at that auction.
That's fantastic.
And so for me, that's kind of the story, because in dealing with people overseas, I mean, it wasn't the best working relationship and the language barrier. So every time I'd have a language problem with my opponent or the promoter, my agent would walk up to me and he'd whisper this in my ear.
Yeah.
Yanko. Oh, man. And so everything was fine.
Exactly.
They could do anything they wanted to me because at the end of the day, when I went home, I had those 3 cars waiting for me.
I know.
And what 3 cars? I mean, who would not just be salivating over one, let alone all 3 of those?
Exactly.
Cars? So that's my story.
That's a great story. Boy, amazing stuff. So the best place for folks to keep tabs on all things Goldberg?
Goldberg on Twitter. And then, you know, BillGoldberg.com.
Excellent. Well, it's always a pleasure to share the microphone with you, my friend. You're one of my favorite guys. You know that. And let's talk about doing a radio show.
You got it, man. You got it. And, you know, Goldberg's starting his car blog here soon.
Cool.
So maybe
we can
talk
work
about
on that. Excellent.
Yep. If Adam Carolla can do it, then Goldberg.
There's no question about it. There he is, the legendary Goldberg. How about a round of applause from everybody here at SEMA 2010?
It's an honor. It really is. It's a pleasure to come see you. And you are part of my SEMA experience, really. I look forward to coming and seeing you every year and sitting down and talking to you. You're one true gentleman, and I'm a big fan of your work. And anything and any time you need me, I am at your disposal.
Thank you, my friend. What a great guy. He's Bill Goldberg. I'm Bob Long.
Going to be in the Detroit area on November 26th? Well, listen up.
One of classic rock's most famous sax legends is coming home for Thanksgiving.
And he's bringing some very famous friends with him.
Alto Reeds, Motor City All-Stars, Thanksgiving Celebration, rocking at the Fillmore Friday night, November 26th. I'm the Doc Doug Podell from 94.7 WCSX, and I'll be your host for an awesome star-studded night of classic rock from Bob Seger, Silver Bullet sax man Alto Reed, and Alto special guest featuring Detroit's own master of rock, Mitch Ryder, plus Spencer Davis, Howling Diablos, Martha Reeves, and more. Tickets start at $10 in advance. On sale now at LiveNation.com. A portion of the proceeds to benefit Goodwill Industries. This will be an unforgettable Motor City Music Thanksgiving celebration with Alto Reeds, Motor City All-Stars and Friends. Friday night, November 26th, 7 p.m. at the Fillmore Detroit. Presented by TGIF Entertainment Group, Live Nation, and Detroit's own WCSX.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven 3-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hurricanes, ice storms, blackouts, and the prospect of civil unrest. When the unexpected happens, will you be ready? Hundreds of concerned citizens across America have already installed wind generators to help protect their families in the event of a disaster. So act now and build your own wind generator with an easy-to-assemble kit from WindBluePower.com. WindBluePower carries the best battery-charging wind generators and permanent magnet alternators in the country. Our 12-volt wind generator kits are also great for small cabins and campers, and all WindBlue Power kits qualify for a 30% tax credit. So get your discount now. Go to WindBluePower.com today and enter coupon code RADIO for 5% off, or simply call 800-976-0026. 800-976-0026. Protect your family's emergency energy needs now at WindBluePower.com.
Before you purchase any water filters, you should know there's a superior American-made water filtration system available. This water filter's housing is made of high-quality stainless steel, and its filters outperform all others in the industry and are the only ones that exceed EPA standards. It's a gravity-fed water filtration system requiring no electricity or plumbing. It removes chlorine, chemicals, and dangerous biological pathogens, producing quality drinking water for less than 2 cents per gallon. Plus, its filters can be cleaned up to 200 times. What is it? It's the AquaRain. Owning an AquaRain means you own the best money can buy. Learn more and see other quality emergency preparedness products at myaquarain.com. Use the GCN code and you'll receive the book, Do-It-Yourself Emergency Preparedness, absolutely free. To order, visit myaquarain.com or call 800-585-5077. That's myaquarain.com or 800-585-5077.
On air, online, and on demand, we are the GCN Radio Network.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story?
Welcome back, everybody, and we appreciate so much that you join us each and every week at this time as we bring you extensive automotive coverage. And the news this week is the SEMA show in Las Vegas. It's the annual gathering of about 100,000 folks from around the world. And we are joined right now by a great friend of the program. He is an esteemed author, automotive journalist, got a great website called iZoom.com. And he is a guy that knows a whole lot about new cars and a whole lot about classic cars. Let's all welcome Larry Edsel. Larry, thank you so much for your time.
Oh, it's always great.
You've been out on the road there. I know you've been spending some time in Michigan, and you've been posting some very interesting pictures up on your Facebook account. Not to get too personal here, but some great highway scenes. You've been on Route 66 a lot lately.
Yeah, actually, I try to go to Michigan once a year like that, and I try to spend at least part of the time on old Route 66. And the last couple of years, I've discovered Tucumcari, which is a city in eastern New Mexico. And what's happening now is a lot of people are buying old classic motels and fixing them up like they were in the 50s and 60s.
Wow.
And I've been trying to stay in some of those, and the people are great, and it's just like going back in time. The one I just stayed in, it has the original furniture from the 1960s, and it's all, you know, it's just a wonderful place. So each year I try to stay at a different motel and meet some new people, and there's still a lot of old Route 66 left.
Great. Well, we'll have to talk about that more, but let's talk a little bit about SEMA. This is a very unique automotive happening once a year. I mean, not only the sheer size of it is amazing, but also the fact that it's really a global event. And in more recent times, we've seen the car makers, the OEMs, really embrace it and become much more active, Larry.
And they've become much more. There was once upon a time, the OEMs didn't want anything to do with the aftermarket people.
Yes.
You know, it was like, you're ruining my car. And they've now come out where they're having what they call measuring sessions, where before the car even comes out, they're letting people come in and measure the car so that when there's aftermarket parts, they actually fit properly, they look great. And some of the stuff you would think that the OEM was doing it themselves. You know, some of it looks really good.
Yeah.
Now, granted, you can still see cars that look like Frankenstein's monster. but there are some cars that look like, you look at the car and you can't tell if it did the factory do this or was this done by somebody else.
I know. And years ago, like you say, it was almost like a battle between the aftermarket and the car makers to get that material. But now they've got it before, and so when an F-150 is launched, they've got the truck beds ready to go and all that kind of cool stuff. But they have something for everybody here. They've got a hot rod alley. They've got a restoration place. They've got wheels. Have you ever seen any collection of wheels and tires in one place like we see at
Sam's? We were talking at dinner last night about how many tire and wheel makers there are, and we were saying there must be places in the world where everybody's making wheels and tires in their backyard, because how could you possibly have so many dealers or so many brands? It's just mind-boggling.
Absolutely. You're esteemed in the realm of automotive journalism not only as a writer but also as an author, and you've written many, many books, and you've got a new book coming out on one of the hottest new vehicles here for 2011. They call it a game changer from General Motors. It's the Chevrolet Volt, and that must have been an interesting project to work on.
And the car really is a game changer, because the thing I like, and of course there's a lot of controversy now, is it really an electric car? Is it a series hybrid? Is it a plug-in? You know, I don't think any of that matters. What matters is that you can get in this car and drive it like an ordinary car. You can drive it on electricity back and forth to work every day without ever using gas. And if you find out that grandma got sick in Chicago and you're in Cleveland, you can jump in this car and drive to Chicago like a normal car. And not have to worry about, wow, I can only drive 200 miles and then I got to plug it in for 12 hours. And I think that's what is the big game changer, that for a lot of people you can drive it on electricity forever. But if you need to drive 600 miles, you can drive it like a normal car.
Which is great, definitely. Range anxiety is one of the new terms.
Right, and we're going to all be hearing a lot
in the automotive world. But the thing that I realize it's great for, you know, the economy, and it's great for the eco-minded folks, but the percentage, you know, this is the one that shocked me a couple of weeks back. I did an interview with a gentleman, and I asked him, you know, I do an awful lot of interviews on hybrid vehicles.
Right.
What's the market penetration of hybrid vehicles right now? And he said 3%. Yeah. So only 3% of cars are being sold right now are hybrids. Now, electric vehicles are going to be even a lesser percentage of that. So why all this attention, Larry? Is it just because it's new technology? Is it?
Well, part of it is because it's new technology. Part of it is, I think, we're finally realizing that we need to get off foreign oil.
Yes.
That we'd all be a lot better off in the long run if we could figure out a different energy, if we had an energy policy.
Yes,
and
that's
if we
true.
Actually followed it. And I think these are all steps in that direction. And I think what we're going to see is, where, you know, if you go back 100 years, about a third of the cars were gasoline, about a third of the cars were steam, and about a third of the cars were electricity.
That's true.
And, you know, just over the natural course, gasoline won. Well, I think now we're going through the same thing, where we're going to have all these alternative fuels again. And will one of them emerge as the ultimate solution? Maybe, but I don't think so. I think we're going to
be a mix.
I think we're going to have diversity, and I think for a long time, at least half of the cars are going to be gasoline.
Yeah, I agree.
But
100%.
But we're going to have these other things until something happens, and a lot has to do with pricing. A lot has to do with the fact that battery technology is still not there. But if you don't start, you're never going to get there.
That's true.
And these are all starts, and I think it's interesting, you know. I think you look back, I loved the Indy 500 in the 50s and 60s, when everybody could build their own car, when there were all these different powertrain combinations, and I found that much more interesting than now when it's a spec series.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you know, I think this is what the automotive industry is going through now, is kind of like Indy back then, where everybody's trying something to see what works, and then eventually somebody's going to win.
Mm-hmm.
But I still think we're going to have diversity that we haven't had before, or at least haven't had for 100 years.
Absolutely. Another brand, of course, is so familiar to so many folks and known worldwide. Some say alongside Coca-Cola, the name Ferrari is probably one of the most recognizable. And you've got a book about Ferraris. I'm fascinated by the history of Ferrari myself. It's really an incredible tale of a very unusual man.
Well, and the thing I find fascinating about it is that Enzo Ferrari never wanted to build cars for the road. Mm-hmm. He only wanted to build cars for racing.
Yes.
But he found out if he sold cars for the road,
he could fund it.
He could build new cars for racing.
Yeah.
And I think it's delightful. People just cherish Ferraris. And yet, the man who they're named for, that was never his intention. He wanted to race, and this was to race. He could sell cars. So
exactly.
Cars.
It's a great story, and that is part of a series of books from Motor Books International.
Yeah,
Tell us about that.
Motor Books has a series called First Gear, and they're sort of intro to books.
Yeah.
And they've done muscle cars, and they've done Camaro, and they've done, I don't know, there's probably 10 in the series so far. And I'm doing the one on Ferraris. And it'll come out sometime, I think probably late spring, with books about cars, books with car for cars and tools. Kind of the big sales periods are Christmas and Father's Day. So I think this book will come out right around Father's Day.
Perfect. Around the Bend, coming up in January 2011, is the 40th anniversary of the Barrett-Jackson Classic Car Auction out in Scottsdale, Arizona. And I know you reside in Arizona. It's just around the bend from your locale. But you're doing something very cool. You've written about Barrett-Jackson before, but for the 40th anniversary, you're coming out with a very special book.
Yeah, we're doing... They've retained me to do a 40th anniversary book. We did a 35th anniversary book. And so we're basically what we're doing is updating it and adding some new material. And the thing that'll be interesting is they're actually going to use it as the program for the auction. They're going to fold it into the program.
Cool.
And then they're going to do a separate run and hardbind them. And I don't know. But anyway, it's kind of an interesting way to do it.
Yeah.
But it's an interesting company. The thing that really impresses me is before there was an auction, they started out as a for-charity car show to raise money for the Scottsdale Library and the Art Center.
Yeah.
And to me, the thing that separates Barrett-Jackson from the other auction companies is they still do a lot of charity auctions.
They do.
And
noted automotive journalist Larry Edsel from SEMA 2010 here on Auto World. Straight ahead, Mike Yeager.
Haggerty Collector Car Insurance.
Yeah, so what happens if I've got a claim?
You call our 800 number.
And get some guy in Kuala Lumpur?
No, we actually have an in-house claims unit.
And it'll take, like, months to send me my check.
Oh, we're lightning fast with our settlements.
Of course, you'll probably send me to your brother-in-law's repair shop.
Sir, the restoration shop is always your choice.
One more question.
Sure.
What kind of a freak house are you guys running?
Some things are too good to be true, like Haggerty Collector Car Insurance. Visit Haggerty.com.
You know, these days, we all can afford to save some money. Let me tell you about a simple device called the Tornado that helps your vehicle go further on a tank of gas. It works by creating a swirling effect in your engine's combustion chamber that results in a better mix of fuel and air, giving you more power and more mileage. You can't go wrong. Tornado is easy to install and comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to your local Pep Boys, AutoZone, Napa, Checker, Shucks and Kragen, or other fine stores to buy your gas-saving Tornado device today.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives. And that's something we can all all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
Your vehicle will have more horsepower,
30% or more.
Your vehicle will run smoother, quieter, and more efficiently,
like a high-performance sports car.
And you will save money on gas
when you use Edge.
When you want to save at the pump and help clear up our skies, get EDGE, Environmental Device Gas Efficiency. This message started with bold claims,
and we can back up every one.
Go to quickedge.com to learn more now.
Spelled KWIKEDGE.com.
Edge is a revolutionary, easy, and inexpensive new energy delivery system that can lower auto emissions within minutes. Many drivers who use Edge have experienced an increase in their vehicle's fuel economy.
And it lasts for 3 years.
Make a difference in the world environment starting with your vehicle and get an unconditional money-back guarantee when you buy the Edge at quickedge.com or call 888-203-5278. That's 888-203-5278. Or go to KWIKEDGE.com.
Another fine quality product from Energetic Interactions.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Speaking of Corvettes, the next interview that we're going to play for you here today on Auto World, recorded a couple of weeks back at the SEMA show in Las Vegas, is with a gentleman who started a Corvette accessories company years ago with a $500 loan. And a number of years back, he was doing like $20 million a year in business. The gentleman's name is Mike Yeager. Let's play that interview now.
Let's talk a little bit about the bargain range. I mean, what's the lowest price that you've seen entry level for a decent C4?
Yeah, we'll qualify that. You know, $4,000 to $6,000 will get you.
Wow, we should get one for Jose Pino, my sales guy.
I think I just sold the last one.
I thought you were reaching in your pockets and you were going to give him the change.
A, you've got that great Chevrolet engineering, so you've got that reliability. The L98 motor will run forever.
Yes.
Every car, as it gets old, is going to need paint, so that's irrelevant that the car might need paint. Yeah. You just happen to make interiors for it.
Exactly.
So that's not a problem. But when you look at the horsepower, the handling of that car, and you're right, you think of the 84, what it did on the skid pad.
Oh, my God,
and,
yeah.
You can pick a car up for, let's just say, $6,000.
Yeah.
I truly believe that that's a car that for $6,000 you can drive it, enjoy it, learn the hobby, invest some money in it, and if you own that car for 10 years, you will think that you were pretty smart.
Yeah, it's going to appreciate.
Absolutely it will. There aren't many cars, you know, I've been around the Corvette hobby for, you know, last time we spoke, I was coming back from a Corvette show. In my Corvette.
That's right, exactly.
And was thinking of the wrong time zone when the phone rang. So you had to listen to my GPS.
Yeah, that's right. It was right on the air. It was very, very fun.
I apologize.
No, it was all you added more to the flavor of the show, Mike.
Yeah. But back at that time, it didn't dawn on me that the 16th of September of 1970, which was 40 years ago, I bought my first Corvette.
Wow. And that's what started it all.
That's what started it. I didn't think of it until like a week or two before Corvette Fun Fest. And I thought, oh my gosh.
It's 40 years.
40 years ago. I've been in a Corvette for 40 years. If I had saved every Corvette that I wanted and bought one, you know, those that were for sale, I'd look like a genius. There's no investment that would have been better. You could buy mid-year Corvettes for $2,300 and low mileage and everything on them.
That's so true.
I just feel, you know, young guys and gals that want to get into the high-performance sports car market, man, that C4 is just out there saying, buy me.
That's great advice,
Mark.
Let's talk about the Fun Fest. Every year you throw a party at your headquarters in Effingham, Illinois. And, of course, the headquarters also has some really cool new features, including an installation center, and you've been working on getting a track there as well. So this is a large area for a big gathering, and it's always a big gathering. How about the 2010 event?
Well, we only have 160 acres on our corporate campus. It looks about like this tabletop, nothing on it, really flat.
Yeah.
We had about 15,000 Corvettes there this year, 35, 37,000 people.
Wow.
160 acres of Corvettes and Corvette excitements.
Oh, that's amazing. And I heard my good friend George Barris was there, and my good friend Reggie Jackson was there.
And Linda Vaughn.
And Linda Vaughn, Miss Golden Shifter, was there. Wow.
If you have George Barris and Linda Vaughn there, I just sit back and let the two of them just, we sat at autograph stations, and I got to sit between George and Linda, and watching all of our customers and car enthusiasts come up, and what all they brought with them to have George or Linda, or George and Linda sign was pretty amazing.
Oh, that's
great. I know that the weeks leading up to Fun Fest, eBay must have been really busy because everybody would go out there
and get the old
memorabilia.
Old stills.
Oh, they'd bring up old magazines, old photographs.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And George has got a story for every.
He's a wonderful interview, and he's 80 plus, still going strong, which is just wonderful.
Well, both of them are icons in our industry, so we're blessed to have them. And I'm certainly blessed to be able to call them friends.
And you had the Guess Who this year. Did you make any on-stage appearances? Did you do any guitar solos like you did with Kevin from REO? Or?
You know what? We just built a brand-new stage. It's a stage large enough to handle the Dave Matthews Band. So it's a big stage.
Wow.
And the Guess Who was the first band on the stage.
Yeah.
So the Friday night before the concert, which was Saturday night, we went out to dinner with the Guess Who, and I said, you know, you guys are playing on a brand new stage.
Yeah.
So we got the brainchild to do a christening of the stage.
Oh, cool.
At the end of the last song, I had a double magnum of champagne.
Yeah.
Well, we talked about christening the stage, but we didn't talk about how we were going to do it.
Okay.
So this would be like taking a double mag of champagne and busting it on this tabletop with all your radio stuff up here. I'm like, but guys, there's your pedals where you can just drop it. So I took we got the customers back away from stage, and I took a double bag and just dropped the double mags this tall. And
oh, wow.
You can imagine what happens when that hits a concrete deck. Well, we did it. Everybody was safe. It's one of those things later you look back and go, why did I do that? I'm not smart.
But, well, that's what happens when you go out to dinner with some musicians. You know, the creative juices start flowing. Yeah.
I'm going to tell you, the Guess Who did a great job for us.
And, great.
We're always blessed. The rock groups that come in and perform for us. There's something magic about a fall night in the Midwest and Corvettes and an outside open-air concert that always works well. And someday we're just going to go to your house, kidnap you, and bring you to Corvette Fun Fest. So,
exactly.
We've known each other for, 15-plus years?
Absolutely.
And I hear this all the time. Well, next year, we'll just go out there.
Let's pencil it in for 2011. Let's do it. Yeah, we'll have Jose drive me in his new Corvette. It's new C4. It's reaching in the pocket again. So, Mike, just to show your passion for all things Chevrolet, a little personal note. This gentleman has a swimming pool that is actually the bowtie emblem. Is this correct? I've heard this from several sources.
My swimming pool is like 60 feet long, and it looks just like a Chevy bowtie.
Very cool indeed.
And you know what? People Google my house, honest to God. They Google just to look at the swimming pool.
That's perfect.
Now, years ago when Jim Perkins was still running Chevrolet, he would come out to Corvette Fun Fest, and he'd always stay at our house. So as we moved into the new home, I said, well, Jim, you've got a spatial room, spatial bedroom, and you're going to love what you see out the window. I had never told him about it. He said, what, that bow tie swimming pool? He said, your buddies have taken pictures of it instead of talking about that.
Oh, that is fantastic. Mike Yeager, the chief cheerleader, and what a great title that is, the founder of Mid-American Motorworks. Why don't we make sure and give out all the website information, telephone numbers, everything else?
Well, Bob, we're easy to find on the web. It's mamotorworks.com. Real simple. M-A-motorworks.com.
I like the simple ones, definitely.
M-A-M would have been better, but we couldn't get it. And phone number is 800-500-1500. I'm into rhythm there, 800-500-1500. And we offer a free Corvette catalog.
Perfect.
Our catalog's 260 to 300 pages. We also do the air-cooled VW Beetles, and that's a fun market.
Oh, it is, yeah.
And just, you know, it goes on
very
and on and on.
Passionate owners of a different type.
Absolutely. I can't think of, you know, I can sit here looking at a Mustang across there. They're certainly enthusiastic owners. But, you know, Corvette and VW Beetles, I'm telling you, those folks are very passionate about their cars. The only other more passionate person could be a Harley owner, but we're not in the Harley business yet. So
there's the key word, yes.
Yeah. Always have to say yes.
Excellent. Mike Yeager, my friend, thank you so much for joining me here,
Bob,
at SEMA.
It's always a pleasure, Dad.
Thank you.
That's Mike Yeager, the founder of Mid-American Motorworks, a really cool guy. You're listening to Auto World as we bring you extensive coverage of the recently concluded SEMA show in Las Vegas. If you're going to be leaving us at the end of this hour, is too bad, because in hour number three, we're going to have more interviews. But we'll be sprinkling in a few extras over the next few weeks. I'm off to Los Angeles for the auto show. And next week at this time, you'll be hearing coverage of that. Let me tell you about some of the other new vehicles that are going to be introduced at the show. I already told you about the 2011 Chevrolet Camaro convertible and the Dodge Charger for 2011. Buick is going to have an unveil of their Regal GS for 2012. Chrysler is going to show off a new vehicle replacing the Sebring. It's going to be called the Chrysler 200, and probably one of the best-looking sport utility vehicles in the world will make its North American debut, the Evoque from Land Rover. That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. If you're leaving us, we'll see you next week. Otherwise, more continues after the news. I'm Bob Wine.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
The people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.